So this will be the last gallery hop this weekend of summer, as we have the fall equinox on Saturday night. Gallery hop is 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Lexington. One of the really cool ones that is happening over at the Carnegie Center, it is an exhibit called I Was Here. It's a collaboration between Marjorie Guyon and photographer Patrick J. Mitchell and poet Nikki Finney on this project, which really looks at the slave trade at Cheap Side. And the idea is that the three of them in concert have created sort of ghostly images, angel images, what they are calling ancestral spirit portraits of people who were sold off at the auction block at Cheapside. And so not only are they doing that at the Carnegie Center, where they're going to have kind of a formal exhibit, but in businesses around Cheapside, they have sort of Roman shade versions of the images that are displayed in business windows so that they sort of surround the area there.
How interesting. And there are also plans for these images to reach beyond Lexington. Well, you know, taking the project to Ohio and Nashville and even New York.
Nikki in particular said, you know, we think we need to reach beyond just what happened in Cheapside and look at other places. And within the images, there are references to places like Savannah, Georgia, the Middle Passage. It is a project that has its ideas beyond just Lexington.
This weekend, the Lexington Children's Theater asks the question, what happened to Amelia Earhart?
It is an enduring question, isn't it? And in this play, titled Amelia Earhart, it uses a reporter kind of asking that question, which, you know, we always like that angle. But that'll be going on this weekend and next weekend at the Children's Theater, giving kids a little taste of history there. Also on theater stages over in Cynthiana, they are launching a production of the, you know, classic mystery Wait Until Dark with kind of a new version. It's got a few new twists in it. Then out at the Moondance Amphitheater, Antagonist Productions is presenting I'm From Here, which is a group of 10-minute plays written by inmates at several of the prisons in the area and projects they've been working on with them.
You had said earlier that this is the fall equinox weekend, and one of our biggest summer music festivals is kicking off this weekend during the fall equinox.
Yeah, I guess it's going to kind of straddle the seasons there, because Saturday will still be summer for, you know, most hours of it, and then Sunday will become fall. But real large list of headliners here: John Mayer, Sting, Robert Plant, David Byrne. If they could get Sting and David Byrne on the same night, I would find that utterly irresistible.
Absolutely.
But this is the second year for the Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville. So, yeah, kind of a way to play out the summer. And if you prefer to be indoors, Maroon 5 is playing the Yum Center on Saturday night. So a lot of big stars in Louisville this weekend.
So much variety for the bluegrass this weekend as well.
It is. It is definitely a wide variety. And Bourbon and Beyond having, you know, huge names at the top of the bill, also has some, you know, well-known local artists. Even from here, I believe Newtown is on the bill there, and Ben Solee. So lots and lots of music there.